There we go. You're all set, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Welcome, Legislator Hewitt. We'll call the May 3rd meeting of the Economic Development, Planning, Education, Employment, Arts, and Agriculture Committee to order. We will stand for the Pledge of Allegiance at this point. Legislator Litz, if you wouldn't mind leading us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So tonight we have one presentation. But first we want to, I'll accept a motion to approve the minutes from the April 5th, April 7th, April 8th, April 9th, April 23rd. Can we do them all at once or do we need individual?
You can do them all at once.
Okay.
I'll make that motion.
Second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor, are there any corrections or updates? No? Okay.
Aye. As
presented, aye. Great, thank you. So tonight we have four resolutions. And we're going to have a presentation by the Ulster County Soil and Water, represented by Jake Wedemeyer. Is that how you say that, Jake? I see Jake there. He's on mute. You're on mute. There you go. Wedemeyer.
Not Wedemeyer.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we're gonna. You know, we go around. We you know. Ask all the folks who, you know, have an interest in this committee to come in every once in a while, give us a presentation of what they're about, what they're doing, educate some of the newer members on the committee who we didn't have this last term. So this is new for all of us, with the exception of Herb, who is on your board, I guess. I guess that's a board, Herb. I don't know. Commission. Okay. So I don't know. Did you inform Workout if you want to let Jake run the share? Okay.
You can share the screen.
Okay. So with that, I'll turn it over to Jake. Thank you.
Thank you. You want me to boot up my presentation?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me do that.
Yeah. So if you wouldn't mind, you can share your screen with that presentation.
I'm working on that now. Here we go. Okay. Can everybody see it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me get to it. So I'm Jake Wedemeyer, and I work for the Ulster County Soil and Water Conservation District. And I'm going to let you know who we are and what we do. Jim Delane, he's been a real help with this presentation, as well as the other staff members. And so thank you, Jim. And Jim gives you his regards. So anyway, let's get started here. So who we are. So basically, almost every county in the United States has a soil and water conservation district. New York City has a conservation district for all five boroughs. So our staff is Margaret, myself, Adam Doan. He's in the New York City Watershed Program, Stream Management Program, Bobby Taylor, Allison Lent, Mark Tolson. And then we have our board of directors, right? So we meet typically 9 to 10 times a month. We partner with the USDA, NRCS. They're our lifeline. They pay our rent, our utilities. They provide, you know, so in order for the federal government to enter onto private lands, a local soil and water conservation district has to be formed. So the federal government could go onto private lands. And how we've evolved is that we bring in a lot of funding for private lands. So basically, if you know your history, we were formed during the Dust Bowl during the 20s and 30s. Originally, it was the Soil Conservation Service. It was established by Congress in 1935. That legislation, again, empowered local soil and water conservation districts to form so we could put conservation on the ground on private land. And we've since evolved greatly. Our conservation district was formed in 1965. We've been around for a while. And again, our primary partner is the USDA NRCS. So again, we don't pay rent. They cover the internet. They pay for our software, very expensive mapping software. They provide IT support for us. And again, you know, we're able to enter onto private lands compared to municipal and federal government with public funding. So, you know, we do everything from stream projects, riparian plantings, agricultural projects, stormwater projects. So we're all over the map. The one thing with our staff is we're looking to fill my backfill, which would be a technical educational specialist. So we've had some really good applicants. So our staff is going to grow, and we're hoping to hire a second technician in the next year and a half. So what we do a little bit of everything, which makes the job fun. So a lot of what we do, believe it or not, Ulster County is still a big agricultural county. So I have a dairy background. I came off a dairy farm. I know all about that. So when I moved down here, I learned a lot about apple orchards, vegetable production. So still, like, agriculture is like half of our economy. So we do, in order for us to get funding for farms, right, we have to plan the farm. What are their resource concerns? I mean, Herb Litz, who's on our board, I did a conservation plan for him. And then we were able to apply for competitive cost share funding and do barnyard practices on his farm. So Herb knows what we do on the ag side, and then some, since he's one of our board members. We do a lot of crop advising, right? So that's with field crops mainly. And we do a lot of nutrient management recommendations. So with the current economy, with, you know, with prices, inputs going up, our phone is ringing off the hook. So we have a lot of business with that. And again, that's part of our farm conservation planning. We do a lot of design and implementation of agricultural best management practices. Again, we partner with the NRCS. They provide engineering support. And in some instances, we do have to hire a private agricultural engineer for certain things. Anything with the roof, the federal government doesn't want to touch it. It's too much liability. With the public, we do soils group worksheets for agricultural tax relief. So if you have a farm, we do the soil mapping and the soils groups to give landowners a tax break. Do a lot of stormwater work. Thankfully, not a lot of MS4. The Department of Environment does that, but we partner with them on various projects, namely doing the four-hour New York State DEC endorsed erosion and sediment control course. So it's available to all municipalities, the public, engineers. So we do that probably three times a year. Stream feature inventory and assessment, that has a lot to do with our DEP contract. We'll get into that later. Stream restoration and stream bank stabilization, big projects with the DEP. So anything in the watershed, there's a lot of money available to do that for the city of New York to meet their filtration avoidance waiver, riparian buffer plantings, pond design and maintenance recommendations. We're getting a lot of referrals from Cornell Cooperative Extension. So they're great advertising. We have our annual fish stocking program that's very popular. Same with the tree and shrub program. We do house calls for almost anything. Drainage, things like foundation drainage, we've helped out with that. Roof gutters, erosion control, bank stabilization. So we actually, people call. And I think the culture's changed where when people call the office, we try to get back to them within 24 hours. We call back, we set up a site visit, we go out, we give them recommendations. But people are very appreciative of that, especially in this day and age. They say, well, you're the only people that call us back. Private and municipal site visits for technical assistance. Again, we do house calls. We work with the county. We work with all the municipalities in Ulster County. We do a lot of GIS mapping. A lot of people walk in. They want to know if there's wetlands on their property, what are the soils, whatever they need, topographic mapping. When a farmer is going to buy a piece of property, so we had the reputation, before they buy a piece of property, they call us. Are there wetlands? How's the drainage? Is there an outlet for the drainage? So a lot of times we help people avoid making a poor purchase decision. education outreach with agricultural programs, riparian buffers, and all the other programs. And again, Cornell Cooperative Extension has really helped us with that. When we do workshops with them, gets our name out, right? Same thing with the Department of Environment. The planning department's been, you know, we've partnered with them. They've been very supportive of us. We've assisted them with the agricultural district inclusion program. We give them referrals. So it works pretty well. So that's what we do in a nutshell, a little bit of everything. So with the agricultural environmental management program, that's very important because that is, number one, it's confidential by New York state law. It's voluntary. Herb participated in that. So if there are resource concerns on a farm, the farmers come to us. It's all about reputation. So the towns or the county or the state can't foil us. But most of the time, people just need technical assistance and some cost share funding, right? So these are some of the practices that we do. For example, rotational grazing system. That's a big economic benefit for the beef producers. So we're able to use AAM money, state money, to do a grazing plan, okay? And then pay for fence and putting a watering system. So that reduces like fuel usage in terms of making feed for them. They could graze longer. They have a watering system. We deal with a lot of surface and subsurface drainage issues on farms. And there is cost share funding for that. Barnyard runoff management. These are just a few examples. Farm fuel storage, that's a big one. Big one, where we're able to get state funding to help pay for new double-walled tanks. We do covered barnyards. We do manure storages. There's no dairy in this county as of February, so we are not doing as many manure storages. We worked with one horse operation store. We got him a manure storage, and that manure storage helped him facilitate having an increasing the capacity of his composting business. So that was an economic multiplier with that. So again, NRCS, they're great. They give us engineering support. Same thing with Cornell Cooperative Extension. They're free advertising. So again, this program is directly beneficial to agricultural, the farmers. We're here to help the farmers. And also economic development, there's a multiplier. So when we're doing these projects, we put a lot of local businesses to work, you know, we help them out. All right, so recently over the last 5 years, the state through the Department of Agriculture and Markets has recognized like the climate's changing, and there's a lot of grant funding out there for climate resilient farming. And we already got involved with the Hudson Valley Carbon Farming Pilot Project. What we did was we did cover crops with three farms. It was only 174 acres we did, but better than nothing. And we're also looking at the soil health benefits. And I'm planning on extending that, getting into the Climate Resilient Farming Grant Round 6. This is the sixth year. So we're applying for a competitive grant for $129,000, right, dollars. And that's going to cover five farms for 3 years. So we could see how the soil health benefit is. And as part of the grant, I applied for a no-till grass drill. So instead of plowing the field, disking the field, a lot of sweet corn farmers will disk it, or vegetable farmers will disk in their crop residue and then go broadcast it, disk it again. With the no-till drill, it's one pass. So that's a fuel savings. So this is especially critical because fuel is, you know, through the charts. So, you know, it would be a lot less in terms of fuel and emissions. So there's been a great interest in that. And I did share with everybody the Ulster County Farm Needs Survey. And that helped us determine what, you know, the width of the drill to purchase to service the Ulster County farmers. Okay. We got a lot of good information off of that. So again, we have a contract with the New York City Department of Environmental Protection to the city of New York. Their whole thing is turbidity reduction and stream restoration. So in the Ashokan watershed, we've put, I think to date, since we've been in contract with them for about 20 years, okay? It's been $26 million between staffing and projects invested into Ulster County, $26 million. So this is Warner Creek, the top slide. There was a clay exposure. And what we did was we partnered with the NRCS. That was after Hurricane Irene, emergency watershed protection money that helped stabilize a road on a stretch of stream. So we actually stabilized the bank, which, so the photo up top is an a clay exposure. We actually removed the clay and then put in a sand filter and put in topsoil and stabilized that. So there's no turbidity seeping out of that bank. And they have, the New York City DEP has to work with the United States EPA to keep unfiltered drinking water clean. We have metrics that we have to meet. So the photo on the lower right corner, that represent, that's what we did. So this is before, this is after, and then we stabilized the stream and put in structures that promote trout habitat as well. All the projects we do, it's multifaceted. So, I mean, this was one I was intimately involved with. So, you know, so we've done a lot of these throughout the watershed. Same thing with the Catskill Streams Buffer Initiative. Bobby Taylor, he's on the lower right photo on the far left. He's done a multitude of projects throughout the watershed. So that's the upper right photo. So he's like the superstar with working with landowners and getting these riparian planting projects in the ground. And again, healthy riparian buffers aid in climate resiliency. So the photo on the left, this is a recent project that he did. And that is also funded by the New York City Department of Environmental Protection. So again, they're a very good partner to work with, and we're able to get conservation on the ground. Okay. So funding sources, how we survive and how we get work done is that we get, the county provides us with, I don't want to go through all the numbers, I don't want to bore you to death, but we get $91,000, got restored pre-COVID, $91,500. Hopefully in the future, we could get a little more money as we get more staff on board. We're also trying to get into the New York State Retirement Program. But also we get, this is just an estimate with the DEP. It's just like hourly reimbursement. So we get about $35,000 to $45,000. That's kind of a low ball, depends how involved we get with projects. Again, with the other staff, they're fully funded by DEP. With New York State agriculture markets, we get roughly $172,000 from them. Part of it's performance measures, how much we get done. Some of that money is used for projects, right? And some of it's used to pay for staff. Sales and services, that's tree and shrub and the fish program. We don't make that much off of that. It's more of a service to the residents of Ulster County. And agricultural environmental management, that's reimbursable. How many hours you put in, how much you get back from the program through the state. We're in a very good spot with, you know, with the governor's office. The governor's office is funding a lot of agricultural projects and reimbursing the districts more than ever. So I hope that keeps up. And then we're involved in a grant. We're doing two agrochemical mixing facilities and one fuel storage facility. So that's just technical reimbursement for our time. So anyway, so we're able to pay the bills, but you know, as we bring on more staff and try to improve our benefits, you know, we might need a little more money, but we're doing okay so far. So, you know, based on working with the state and the DEP, we're able to bring in, you know, money for projects. So we're doing the first time ever Arbor Day project. We're dealing with at least four municipalities doing tree plantings, right? We're partnering with the Department of Environment. The AEM program, we're bringing in money for two major projects. One's a covered barnyard. The other one is a rotational grazing system. Again, with the Ag Non-Point Source grant, we're bringing $176,000. And that's for two agrochemical Nixon facilities. Again, we're reducing farmer liability with the U-Pick operations. Same thing with fuel storage. There's a lot of tanks that are old. So we're getting good at doing the fuel tank replacements. The big ticket items, Stony Clove, that's a major stream restoration project. We're going to probably start that mid-June. And we already had a bidder. We're still going through the bid process, approval process with them. But that's over $2 million. And again, local contractors are employed because of these programs. We have another job, Panther Kill. It's another stream restoration project. And the estimate is $608,500. So those are going to go in this year. So it's going to be, you know, close to 2.6 million just in stream projects. And then with the riparian buffer planting program, it's that would be 30,000, and that's just the materials. So that's buying plants from local nurseries, mulch from local contractors. So basically, we're bringing in projects this year almost $3 million. So it's basically a 30-to-1 rate of return with the county allocation. So again, we're a partnership. We like to get along, and I could go through all these. I don't want to bore you to death, but the partnerships, the relationships. I mean, I've been doing this for close to 20 years. So I got to know a lot of people along the way. So always remember the people you meet and how you treat moving up, because you're going to meet them when you're going down. You know, my grandfather always used to say that, but it's been a lot of fun. NRCS, major partner. DEP, they're a really good partnership. They're very tedious to work with because we're dealing with a lot of money, right? Department of Environment, again, with that 4-hour erosion and sediment control class that I teach, they've helped advertise it and help us with the administrative end and Arbor Day, which has been fun. Cornell Cooperative Extension, the pandemic, everything was on hold, right? But now we're starting to work more closely together with trainings and sharing ideas. And again, they give us a lot of referrals. Because of Ulster County government, we have a professional services agreement. So the county helps us a lot, which we appreciate. So we work with the New York State Soil and Water Conservation Committee, right? That's, you know, under Ag and Markets, and really good staff to work with. So they help us with technical reimbursement. They help us with grant opportunities. They help guide us in our mission and programs. They've given me a lot of guidance with the no-till program. They know what's going on in other counties. The Lower Hudson Coalition of Conservation Districts, we mainly deal with them regarding stormwater education. A lot of that's geared towards professional engineers, but that's the service that we offer. So again, the pandemic, everything was put on pause. Hopefully in the fall, we'll have a stormwater workshop for the Lower Hudson. That would be Dutchess, Orange, Rockland, and Ulster counties. We usually have it in Dutchess County. The planning department, I've had a good relationship with them. So I give a lot of referrals to them with the agricultural district enrollment program. Bert Samuelson has been great to work with, same with Dennis. And partnership with the Ulster County Assessors Association. So this is where it takes a lot of our time in the wintertime. We're doing soils group worksheets for each town. That state is doing an audit on each town. So say if a farm, if a town has 90 farms, with the audit, we have to do soils group worksheets on 90 farms just in one town. So it's good. So basically, they invited me to their meetings. And I explained to them, it's like, I can't have every town in the county come to us at once to, you know, do this audit. And we have to redo every single map and all the acreage for each town in 1 year. So having these conversations, they get to know who we are, what we do, and our limitations. So at first it was adversarial with them. Like, can you just do all the soils group worksheets for the entire town? And I was like, are you crazy? And then we got to know each other, and then I explained to them what the process is. and they understood. And so we worked out an agreement where we could stagger, you know, each town. We don't have to do it all at once. And a lot of the newer assessors, there's been some people that retired, and the newer assessors will contact the office for guidance and talk things through. So it's been a good relationship. And this is the last slide, so thank you. So this is our staff. Margaret didn't want her picture in the slide, so I put this in. Margaret's our administrative assistant, and she's the glue that binds all of us. She works really hard. She does all the taxes and our paychecks, and she does a lot of the administration regarding dealing with grants and the DEP contract. She deals with a lot of money, and she needs a vacation. So Adam, he's our program manager in the watershed. Mark, he's a new hire. He's the watershed technician. He's coming along really well. People like him. He's a hard worker. Bobby Taylor, he's the riparian buffer coordinator. Again, he's a superstar. Allison, she does a lot of stream design and engineering. She's moving up the ranks. She's been with us almost 10 years. And then there's me. So if you have any questions, please feel free.
Well, thank you very much, Jake. We appreciate you spending some time with us. And if you would mind unsharing that screen, Fawn, so I can see everyone's face.
Sure.
Thank you. Great, thank you. So does anyone on the committee have any questions for Mr. Wiedemeyer? Lister Criswell?
Yeah, just a quick question. What is your overall budget?
It's about $355,000 for just personnel, just operating expenses.
Okay, thanks.
Lister Maloney?
Yeah, I was just wondering if, have you been, has anyone asked you to go down to Glenary Boulevard? I know there's been some issues with that new Central Hudson Training Center, and it sounds like from what I'm hearing from you, maybe you could help some of those residents down there, but it's kind of a new issue. Has anyone contacted you?
No. In what way?
Oh, I guess there's a lot of water runoff issues and some other things. Some of the stuff is making its way to the creek. I haven't been down there myself. I plan on getting down there. I know legislator Phil Erner has been in contact with them. But maybe I'll mention it to Phil to put them in contact with you.
To give a little background, Central Hudson is building a training facility behind their current garage on Route 9W in the town of Ulster and Lake Katrine. And there's been some issues with water runoff from the construction site. They've been cited by the state. And there's a lot of concern about the neighbors who are seeing puddles of water where they didn't see it before and things like that. And, you know, with the heavy storms, it seems to really have exacerbated the situation. I don't know if you guys get involved with you know, corporations, you know, with $355,000 budget, I don't know, but
yeah. Well, if you know what we've done in the past is that we've had issues like that on bigger jobs, and if the DEC does a site visit and they issue a citation, the first thing they do is like, you need to contact soil and water, and so we work with the landowner or the operator, and the DEC's mantra is it's better to do something than nothing.
Right.
So if we show up on site at the request of the DEC, mm-hmm. we could give Central Hudson recommendations and tell them what to do. Mm-hmm. And within a month they have a month to rectify everything. And if they don't do anything, they'll shut the site down and issue fines. So
right, they started fining them. They did fine them last fall. The question is, can you go uninvited? I guess.
No.
Nope. Okay. So the DEC is absolutely involved with that site, Legislator Maloney. I don't know if you know that or not, but they are. And there's been fines levied against Central Hudson for their lack of control of runoff from the construction site. So I don't know where that stands now, but
But there's fines up to $37,500 a day.
They were getting 10K a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, any other questions?
I was just going to remind that a lot of you may remember a few years ago when Soil and Water helped us out with that strainer in the Esopus where the tuber drowned, and they helped clean that. They helped us facilitate getting that cleaned up.
Well, that's a good segue to my question. We have a resolution in here tonight to work with the a cooperative agreement with the New York State DEC on the implementation of an environmental benefit project on the Lower Esopus. And so I found the DEC acronym missing quite a bit in your proposal. Do you not work with the DEC, or are they just not part of your daily functions?
That's a very good question, and I thought about that. And the DEC does give a lot of referrals to us, and I would, they're a partner, and I think that was an omission, but I thought about that this morning.
Okay, good.
But yeah, we work with the permitters a lot. We have a good relationship with them, Brian Drum, and so they do give us some referrals.
Good. Okay, well, again, anyone else have any other questions or comments for Mr. Wedemeyer before he goes? Wedemeyer, sorry. All right, well, thank you very much. You know, as you said, agriculture is a big part of our county economy, and you folks do a terrific job there helping our farmers do the right thing a lot of times, right? Things that they may not be able to figure out how to do, or be able to hire engineers to do, or be able to afford to do without your help. So again, thank you very much for that work. And thank you for spending some time with us this evening, and have a good night. Thank you.
Thanks, you as well.
All right. So with that, we have four resolutions, and I'm going to take and move resolution 250 to the end, because we'll be going into executive session for that one. So we'll start with resolution 251, which is scheduling a public hearing as required under Article 25AA of the Ag and Market Law on the adoption of lands to the agricultural districts and providing direct notice to the affected municipalities, the Department of Planning.
I'll move it.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Second, Legislator Hewitt. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Great, thank you.
Chairman Bartels, are you okay?
Thank you. Resolution 252 is authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a cooperative agreement with the New York State Department of Environment of Conservation for the implementation of an environmental benefit projects on the Lower Esopus as provided for in the DEC order on consent, Department of Planning. That's a mouthful. A motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
And Planner Doyle is here, right? Dennis, so is this an extension of an existing program? That's what I thought, yeah.
Yes, right. It is. It's an extension of an existing contract. The reason it's been delayed is we've been sort of waiting for the New York State Department of Environmental Protection, New York City, excuse me, to complete or at least issue their work on the draft environmental impact statement. And now that that's out, we wanted to move ahead. We are what we call a fiduciary. We have a fiduciary responsibility, so we're just holding the money. Mm-hmm. And then it'll go through something called the Shokan Release Working Group. In terms of developing a stream management program for the Lower Esopus. Jake is very familiar with these. We do a lot of these. They do a lot of these up in the watershed. And this is being paid for by DEP as part of the order on consent.
Oh, it is being paid for by DEP. I was going to ask that because it would seem to me that a lot of our issues are on the Lower Esopus are a direct result of the DEP, right?
We have up to 200,000, don't quote me on the numbers, up to $200,000, I think, was set aside in the order and consent to essentially to do the program. And then there's, I believe, $2.5 million to implement recommendations in the program as part of the order on consent.
Great. Thank you. Any other questions or comments on resolution 252? Okay. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Any abstentions? Great, thank you. Resolution is number 284 is setting a public hearing on a tentative budget of Ulster County Community College for the year 2022-2023 to be held on Tuesday, June 21st, 2022 at 6:45 p.m.
I'll move that.
Second. So there's no representative from the college here tonight because I was wondering when we're going to see the budget. that we're having the public hearing on in a couple of weeks. Well, it's a month away, but is anyone, Fawn, do you know when they plan on delivering the budget to us to review?
No, sir. I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay. So if you wouldn't mind reaching out and seeing, you know, what the timeline is for the legislature to get a look at the SUNY budget, SUNY Ulster budget for this year, next year rather. Okay, thank you. With that, I would like to go into executive session.
Oh, I didn't get the second for 284.
Oh, it was Corcoran. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. So with that, then I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session for the purposes of reviewing applications for the upcoming term for the Industrial Development Agency Board. And the people that will be in there will be the legislators on this committee and the clerk who services this committee. Motion. Legislator Kelly, I'm sorry. Deputy Exec Kelly, you had a question?
Thank you, Chair. Will you be coming back out of executive session, or is that it for the night?
No, we'll be coming back, but we're probably just going to adjourn.
Okay.
Yeah. And so
I was going to put the members that are not in executive session in the waiting room. You're welcome to sit there or
this should only take 5 or 100 minutes. You know, I'm not sure.
You're being very optimistic.
Right. Yeah. So, again, I'll accept the motion to go into executive session.
I had moved by Corcoran. Do I have I didn't see the second.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So I see Alicia DeMarco and Rose.
To start the recording.
Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion that we come out of executive session.
Wait. Okay, Litz made the motion.
Second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And I'll make a notation that Legislator Maloney left the committee meeting while we were in executive session. He was there when we went in, and he left during executive session.
All right, and then are we going to amend the resolution now?
Yes, we will amend the resolution with the 7 candidates chosen by this committee.
And you want me to just name them alphabetically?
Yes, please.
For the motion, it's Lynn Archer, Diane Enyon, Michael Hamm, Stephen Kelly, Rachel Silverman, Rashia Tyler, and I'm going to Costa Wahal. I'm trying to get it, Chris.
Chris, we do it? Good.
Great. And those are our 7 candidates.
Okay. Thank you, Chair Bartels.
I just also want to procedurally note that no action was taken in executive session.
Thank you. All those in favor of amending that resolution?
Who moved it? I'm sorry. Oh. Who moved to add those names?
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Okay.
All those in favor of amending the resolution with the names of the 7 candidates?
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Great. Thank you very much. With that concludes our business, our new business. Is there any old business that anyone wants to bring up in this committee at this point? All right, anything else that we'd like to discuss this evening?
Hearing none, I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Okay, second. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
And again, Thank you, folks, for your work on this. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye. Thank you.
Stay healthy.
We'll try.